This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. The Netherlands celebrates 20 years of same-sex marriage with a giant inflatable cake. 20 years ago, the Netherlands was the first country in the whole world to legalize same-sex marriage. To mark this incredible anniversary, a giant inflatable pink cake topped with rainbow-flamed candles floated through the canals of the city, spreading cheer and celebration. The first legal same-sex marriage ceremony took place on April 1st, 2001, and was led by the mayor of Amsterdam at the time, Joop Cohen. Since then, over 20,000 same-sex couples have been married in the Netherlands. And the love has spread across the globe since then, with 29 other countries joining the Netherlands in recognising everyone's right to marry. Now that's certainly something to celebrate. Colombian startup uses coffee husks to build low-income housing. A construction company in Bogota, Colombia, has created an ingenious way to build affordable, lightweight buildings for low-income families using a rather unusual material, coffee husks. Coffee husks are the dried skin of the bean. During the roasting process, the husk falls off and is usually left behind, but not anymore. Colombia is one of the world's largest producers of coffee, and the startup Woodpecker combines coffee husks with recycled plastic to create lightweight and environmentally friendly buildings for the poorest of communities. This new type of building material not only helps to reduce waste from coffee farms that would otherwise end up in landfills, but also provides fast, simple construction that anyone can build. So far, 2,600 homes have been built using this method. Hooray for husks! Japan's green newspaper can be planted after reading. As the world becomes more eco-conscious, many newspapers have moved online. One newspaper in Japan, the Mainichi, has taken a different route to resolve the amount of paper waste in printing their daily news. Japan's green newspaper is made entirely out of vegetables and recycled paper and is embedded with seeds of flowers and herbs. The publisher asks that the reader tear up their newspaper after it has been read, plant the paper in the soil and keep them watered. Within a few weeks, the seeds will sprout and the flowers will start to bloom. The paper's motto is, "The Mainichi doesn't take action only through information, but also by solving global issues." That's certainly a concept we can all stand behind. And that's your positive news update. Our person of the week this time is Sakuye Kato, a man who has spent the last decade saving cats around Fukushima after the area was abandoned in the aftermath of the nuclear accident in 2011. He spends around $7,000 a month to look after the animals and is currently taking care of 41 cats. That's incredible dedication. Ever feel anxious or suffer from anxiety? Well, fear not, veggie lovers, because eating asparagus could be one way to fix that. Many studies going back to the 1960s show that people who suffer from anxiety have folate deficiency, and asparagus is one food that contains a valuable amount of this mood-boosting nutrient. One cup alone provides two-thirds of your daily recommended folate value. So next time you're cooking dinner, pop some asparagus on the grill and enjoy. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
My dog makes me happy. Anytime I come through the front door, he's there with his wiggly bottom.
I'm happy that I'm alive and that I'm getting better every day, physically and mentally.
What makes me happy is feeding the birds outside and seeing the beautiful different variety of birds come and eat a meal.
Waking up early and hiking up a mountain to see the sun, to see the sunrise.
Singing along with a song I love and enjoy, and knowing the lyrics after all this time. I love drawing, reading comics and books, and mythology.
I'm happy that I finally got my first vaccination shot.
Something that makes me happy is walking my dog at the beach when the weather's really, really sunny.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. And for an extra dose of positivity, don't forget to subscribe to Headstuff Plus, where you can find all of our episodes as well as our incredible bonus content, including an exclusive interview with the founder of the Happy Broadcast, Mauro Gatti. Log on to headstuffpodcasts.com to subscribe today. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. And finally, if you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/record to send in your submission. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And out 2, 3, 4. We'll be back with more anxiety-free news next time on The Happy Broadcast. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.